Maine Democrat Representative Jared Golden. Tariff war with the United States won't go well for Canada. By Amy Furr on August 28, 2026. A Democrat lawmaker in Maine is backing President Donald Trump's trade war with Canada while offering America's northern neighbor a warning. Representative Jared Golden, DME, said during a recent interview that if Canada thinks they're better off without our goods, I wish them good luck. I suspect in the long run, it won't go well for them, The Hill reported Thursday. A trade deal between the two nations recently failed, according to Breitbart News. U.S. Trade Representative, USTR, Jamison Greer said, Canada declined to finalize the trade deal under the terms agreed earlier this week. Despite the U.S. offer to Canada to receive the best treatment of any major exporter to our market, new demands and walkbacks of other commitments by Canada upended the careful balance reached in the past days. This is a missed opportunity for Canada to partner with the U.S. President Trump later announced he will impose a 50% duty on all trucks, cars, and steel from Canada in response to its high tariffs on American agricultural products, per Breitbart News. In a social media post, Trump wrote, Canada has been ripping off the United States of America for years. Their ridiculously high tariffs on our farmers and farm products has made life impossible for these great American patriots, and has long created a $60 billion deficit between our two countries. Not sustainable, and not anymore. The president said the tariffs on cars, trucks, automotive parts, and steel will begin on January 1, 2027. He noted that they feel entitled, and yet, we don't need Canada, they need U.S. They do 95% of their business with the U.S., with us, the exact opposite. Canada conservative leaders have since shown opposition to leftist Prime Minister Mark Carney's trade war with the United States, according to Breitbart News. The Conservative Party of Canada was pressing Carney's government to release the full text of the U.S. trade proposal rejected by Canadian negotiators last week, heavily implying that Carney and his officials have not been entirely honest about what it contained and why they rejected it, the outlet said.